Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Family members have identified the victim of yesterday's shooting just half a block from the Jeremiah Burke High School in Dorchester. He is 17-year-old Raekwon Brown, and he was a junior at the school. His cousin Venus Williams spoke with WBUR earlier today.
He loved life and he loved people. What happened to him was senseless. He was supposed to graduate real soon. And the fact that he's not hurts me.
Two other teenagers and a 67-year-old woman were injured in the shooting as well. Police are urging anyone with information to come forward as an investigation is ongoing. Extra counselors are on hand at the school today to help students. We spoke with Andrea Amador, who is head of the Boston Public Schools trauma response teams, a little earlier today.
We, like all members of the community, are really shocked and saddened by the loss of a member of our school. It's a very tragic day for BPS, but also the community when we lose a child to violence.
Yeah. And how are students and staff at the school processing all of this today? How are they doing?
The school is doing as well as can be expected. The Burke School is a wonderful school that has developed a really safe and supportive school community. They've brought in a lot of resources beforehand to create a positive school climate. The Boston Public Schools crisis team, the central team that's led by myself and my colleague John McDonald, a social worker, we respond to the school in an event like this. We prepare for how we're going to respond, and then we work really closely with school staff and with allied partners like Boston School Police, Boston Police, Boston Public Health Commission, to say how can we just wrap our arms around the school community and make them feel supported in their time of need. And so the school has done really well, and part of what's happening really well there is that the teachers have a very authentic and strong relationship with the kids, so the kids feel safe to process their emotions and their grief with teachers. And then we have mental health experts on hand to also offer support.
Right. You know, as you said, everyone strives to have every school be as safe an environment as possible. And, you know, any shooting in the community is a tragic one, but this one was just half a block from the school, which it has to have rattled the students' sense of security when they enter the school environment. I'm just wondering, you know, what you've been hearing from students or staff members about how they're reacting to how close this was to the school.
Well, let me start by saying in Boston, our schools are in our communities. So community violence, even that community violence that's not related to school, impacts our kids. So having it in their neighborhood impacts them. And this situation, being so close to school and involving one of our students, clearly hit very home, and it challenges students' feeling of safety. But overall, students feel like school is a safe place to go. And so they come to school to seek solace about many things, but also including when they don't feel safe. And so we had conversations with students today about their feelings around safety, their parents' concerns about safety. As you know, many of our middle and high schoolers walk to school or use public transportation to school, so we did talk about their concerns with safety and what we as a school strive to do in situations like this is to provide emotional support, to let the students know that we share in their grief. And then we really start to try to give them that sense of normalcy and security by maintaining the school day, by having adults who know them there to support them. And we spend a lot of time really with what we call resource installation, building from kids their coping skills so that they can cope with the impact of trauma, the impact of fear. And really we do everything we can to mitigate the impact of trauma on their development moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And Andrea, I'm curious, we're seeing that former councilman, city council person John Connolly is saying that he believes that Boston Public Schools don't have enough support for trauma response amongst the schools. What's your response to that?
Well, I won't respond directly to his comments, but I will say that we have a very active and well-trained team. 60 to 80 times a year, our central office crisis team has been activated on a yearly basis to support schools. In addition to that, we're supporting students in individual crisis on a near daily basis. I'll be frank in saying every school district wants more mental health support. That's not unique to Boston. But with the resources that we currently have and the resources we've brought in from external partners, we are able to meet the needs of our students, and our team is very, very highly trained.
And finally, Andrea, I'm wondering what your message is for the community, the broader community at large. I mean, what can the rest of us do to help support students, the school, neighborhoods like this when something like this happens?
Many people want to know how they can help. And I would say one thing that we can help as a city is to coalesce around a message of recovery and hope. Kids really need to feel like the community is safe, that people care about them, and that action's happening. Often the particular family needs support, financial support around expenses that they'll incur after the loss of a child. And so if we as a community can coalesce around, instead of making this a divisive event, if we can really use this as an opportunity to talk about reducing youth violence, developing positive social skills, connecting kids and families with mental health services, then I think we can turn a terrible, terrible situation into an opportunity to think of what we would like our community to be and to coalesce around students and schools. Schools are the epicenter of the community, and so whenever something happens in the community, it impacts school, and the public has the misperception that one or two schools may be impacted. But in any event like this, we can have crisis teams in 8 schools because there's siblings in other schools sometimes, there's family members or teachers, and so the impact of trauma goes wide, and we really need the support of the community to both give positive messages about recovery from trauma, but also to support mental health services in the community.
Mm-hmm. Andrea Amador is Assistant Director of Behavioral Health Services at Boston Public Schools. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much.